Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, the next police thought they were here to check.
Justin Ray currently faces.
Police found a body.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
The case grabbed international headlines. A woman's dismembered body found in leaking plastic tubs at a Lenexa storage facility. The same unit where police say her husband, toddler, and newborn slept for several nights. Justin Ray doesn't deny dismembering his wife, Jessica. From the beginning, investigators say Justin Ray told two stories about his wife's death. That Jessica took her life moments after delivering their baby, or that she died during childbirth. Prosecutors say no matter what happened inside the hotel room, Jessica didn't make it out alive, and she didn't make it out in one piece. The accusations shocked the Kansas City community. But Ray argues everything he did was to protect his family.
I have my children out there that their mother just killed herself. And you guys kidnapped my children, our children, from their father at that time.
Ray's insistent that his rights were violated during his arrest and also during his time in jail.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
And he hasn't stopped talking. His words just haven't been as public lately. Instead of a camera and microphone, he turned to a pencil and paper, writing to me, Fox 4's Kathy Quinn, from his jail cell. This is Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray letters. Justin Ray spent his time leading up to trial, as well as two letters he mailed me, disputing the charges against him. Ray has been adamant about two things. One, he says he never put his two children in danger, that he never would, even though he's accused of dismembering his wife in a Kansas City area motel room with those children nearby. And two, he says he never abandoned the corpse of his wife. In those two letters he wrote to me, Ray claims Jessica died as she gave birth in that motel room. Ray doesn't even deny dismembering her remains. He says he had to do it. That was his only option. In the letters, as well as during our jailhouse conversation, Ray said he had to dismember his wife so he could take her with him. He says he planned to take her remains to Arizona to be buried. Ray said that that's what he was doing when police arrested him at the Lenexa storage unit with his two children. But in his third letter to me, he wanted to address a different topic. This time, he wanted to try to clear his name as a murderer. Remember, Ray insists that his wife either died during childbirth or took her life right after she delivered their baby. He's not charged with murder in either Kansas or Missouri. But he is a suspect in the disappearance of a California man. According to court documents published in a Southern California newspaper, police believe Ray is responsible for the disappearance of Sean Farrell. Farrell disappeared in May of 2016 and now is presumed dead. During the investigation into Farrell's disappearance, court documents show that two witnesses told police that Ray was driving Farrell's car in August of 2016 when he was involved in a crash in Los Angeles. Investigators say they found traces of blood in the trunk of that car. It wasn't until months later that they determined the blood belonged to Farrell. Now, by then, Ray was already on his way to Kansas City. Investigators also accuse Ray of racking up more than $55,000 on credit cards he stole from Farrell. And they say they found Farrell's belongings in a storage unit that Ray rented in Arizona. In his third letter to me, Ray tried to clear his name to share what he describes as his side of the story. He writes,
I, Justin Todd Ray, again, just want to state that I am not a murderer. Sean Ty Farrell was not murdered. Sean Ty Farrell passed away at the Nevada State home and had a natural death and passed away in his sleep on July 31st, 2016 at 9:49 a.m.
Ray told me, sure, he knew Farrell. He even told me why witnesses claim he was driving Farrell's car, because he was. He continues in the letter.
I have a traffic warrant out of Nevada State. Henderson and Las Vegas, for a no-show. Nevada State Police pulled me over 3 times while driving Sean Ty Farrell's Mazda 3 2009 junk car. I contacted Sean Ty Farrell by phone, and each time I was pulled over and handed the phone to the police each time, and the police talked to Sean Ty Farrell to get approval to release his Mazda 3 to my secretary, and to make sure Sean Ty Farrell and I had his vehicle and the location of Sean Ty Farrell.
When I visited Ray in jail, I asked him if he killed Farrell and then dumped his body. Ray wraps up that third letter to me by saying,
"So, a murder warrant out of Riverside County, California is illegal and heartless and can't be. Last two states Sean Ty Farrell was known to be located and alive was Ash Fork, Arizona and Henderson, Nevada and Las Vegas, Nevada. Sean Ty Farrell was not murdered."
Prosecutors are still working on the case against Ray in connection with Farrell's disappearance. Ray's also had other legal trouble in the past. He's been arrested a number of times in Arizona for theft, driving without a valid license, and other crimes. According to that Southern California newspaper, he pleaded guilty in 5 of those cases. He never served time for any of those crimes. A rambling history of Justin Ray and his family, scrawled on a piece of notebook paper, including 4 other children he says he fathered. Ray's explanation in our 4th episode of Fox 4 Crime Files, The Justin Ray Letters. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, The Justin Ray Letters, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. I'm Kathy Quinn.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.